My friends, God is so good to us all the time. And I can't help but be amazed every time he displays his goodness in my own life and in the things that happen to me. He displayed his goodness to me just this past week in the retreat that I was on. Every year, every priest and deacon has to take a week-long retreat as a time to refresh and recharge spiritually. And God demonstrated his goodness to me this past week on that retreat. Also this past week, I celebrated my ordination anniversary, 16 years. And thinking back on that, I thought back on all of the ways that God has demonstrated his goodness to me over those 16 years. In all the blessings, things that I've accomplished, but also in all the ways that he's saved me from myself over those years. Also, this past Saturday, yesterday, God showed his goodness to our entire local church, our entire archdiocese, in the ordination of 8 new priests to serve in the parishes of our archdiocese. Despite the difficulties that our church faces this time, despite the sins and the mistakes of the past, God still is caring for his church and showing his love for us in this, the gift of these 8 new priests. Yesterday morning, the ordination mass lasted for 3 hours. I don't think I've ever been to such a long mass. And at the end, the archbishop in his remarks, in a half-kidding way, said, "Now, you know, this doesn't count for Sunday." Because, you know, there were people there thinking that it should count for Sunday. But again, sign of his goodness, God's goodness to us. Today's gospel is another sign of God's goodness to us. And what Jesus tells us in the gospel, I know I find a particularly comforting phrase in this gospel, that all the hairs on your head are counted. I find it particularly comforting to know that there's some poor angel in heaven who's had to count all the hairs that I've lost on the top of my head over the years. That poor angel's gotten awfully good at subtraction instead of addition. But our gospel today gives us many, many comforts in regards to fear. Jesus mentions the word twice in 5 short verses today. Fear is a topic that is addressed in the entirety of the scriptures, both old and new. And Jesus says multiple times during his ministry, "Do not be afraid." Fear is mentioned, I think, so much because God knows it's a part of our human existence. Fear and anxiety seem to be running rampant in our modern society. And I think that our fears and our anxieties boil down to a couple common denominators. It boils down to the fear of the loss of security, or the loss of control, or fear of the unknown. Think about if you fear losing your job, you fear losing the security that that job and that paycheck bring to your family. I know people who check their retirement savings every single day to see if they feel secure in their retirement. That security and the fear of the unknown can be powerful. And even the ultimate fear of our humanity, the fear of death, that common denominator for all of us, is a fear of the unknown, a fear of the loss of control. And fear can be crippling if we let it be. President Franklin Roosevelt, on the precipice of the Second World War, said the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. Well, I would like us to think about the fact that as Christians, we can face our fears head on. As Christians, we don't even have to fear fear itself because of our faith in Jesus. And in today's gospel, Jesus gives us 4 reasons why we should not fear. Or if you want to put it more positively, he gives us four reasons why we should have peace. Because peace is a sign of the presence of God. The first reason Jesus gives us not to fear or to help us to hold on to our peace is he says, nothing is concealed that will not be revealed, nor secret that will not be known. Very often in life, we wonder why the good guy doesn't seem to win, why the bad things happen to good people, why all the things go on in our world and we seem to have no control over it. That's a fear of ours. We don't have control over so many different things. But Jesus says that everything will be revealed. All the secrets will be revealed. All the good people who don't seem to get ahead, all of that will be rectified in heaven. Jesus says, I am the light of the world. And in the light of Jesus, there can be no darkness. God is light. There is no shadow in him. And so while we wonder why these things happen to people and to us on earth, in heaven, everything will come to light in the perfect light of God. You think about when you were a kid or your children or grandchildren now, very often they have one of those little night lights in their rooms. I know I had one when I was a kid. Because as kids, we fear the darkness. Our eyes need light in order to see. So we fear when we can't see. And that little light gives us just a little glimpse of light in the darkness. Well, Jesus is the light of the world. And we need the light that he provides to our eyes in order not to fear. That light is a perfect light. And there is, in our Christian faith, no room for fear because of Jesus. The second reason why we should not fear, Jesus tells us that no one can steal our souls. He says, be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body. We are often very concerned about the aging of our bodies and our eventual deaths. And sometimes and often we fear that, our aging and the death of people that we love, our own. But we remember that in our Christian faith, death is a transformation. It opens up new vista for us. And while our earthly bodies will return to the earth, our souls live on. We have an eternal soul. And we see this played out in the lives of the martyrs, those who give their life for their faith. This past week, we celebrated the feast of St. Thomas More. Thomas More was a layman who stood up against Henry VIII and said it was not right for Henry to make himself the head of the Church of England. And so Thomas lost everything. His fortune, his job, his family was put in prison for years, and eventually he lost his life. But he didn't fear the one who could destroy his body because he was rather concerned about his soul. He knew what was right before God, and he had to hold fast to that. The world and its powers can't destroy our souls, even if they can affect our bodies. The only thing that can destroy our souls is sin. Jesus says, fear only the one who can destroy both soul and body in Gehenna. That is the devil. Gehenna is another word for hell. It's the devil who wants to destroy our souls and bring them to hell. And we avoid that destruction by staying away from mortal sin. Mortal sin is a serious violation of one of God's commandments, knowingly and willingly. The church teaches that when we commit mortal sin, we cut off the life of grace in our souls. That divine life that we depend upon is not there anymore. And so should we die in the state of mortal sin, we would go to hell. Not because God sends us there, but rather because we have chosen it. We've freely chosen to separate ourselves from God. And so while that might sound very, very negative, if you look at it from a positive point of view, what do we want to do? We want to avoid mortal sin. Why? Because we love God. If the love of God impels us to stay away from mortal sin, that's the way to live. We want to avoid all of these things because we love God, specifically because of our faith, because we know it is the path that will lead us to heaven. Jesus also tells us in the gospel today, he reminds us that we don't fear because we're precious to our heavenly Father. He says, as two sparrows are sold for a small coin, sparrows not worth a whole lot of money, a couple cents maybe in the ancient world. But God knows even when that sparrow falls to the earth. I think we can often forget this fact, that our lives are precious to God, that he cares about every single detail, every single concern, every single fear or anxiety that we have. He cares about it. We tend to domesticate God. We tend to put him in a box. We tend to think about him through our limited human way of imagining. But we forget that God is infinitely other than we are. God is infinitely other than we are. So he has the power to care about all of us individually. He loves us with a divine love. God is love, and he's constantly willing our good, because that is what love is. God is love. He wills our good at all times. We are that precious to him. And finally, Jesus tells us the reason why we should have peace, the reason why we should not fear, is when we acknowledge him. When we acknowledge him, yes, as the Lord of my own life, to put my faith in Jesus, but also to acknowledge him publicly. Not to be afraid of acknowledging our faith publicly. Not to be afraid of being ostracized by the world, or whatever the result of proclaiming our faith might be, the consequences of that. Jesus says, no, stand up and witness to me, and I will witness to you before my heavenly Father. My friends, fear can be a powerful emotion. Fear can be crippling if we let it be. But rather, fear is not something to be afraid of, because we live in the light of Jesus. Then in God's light, all of our fears must scatter. And I think we can pray with and we can put on our own lips the words of Jeremiah from the first reading today. Jeremiah the prophet. Jeremiah had a mission and a message that the people of Jerusalem did not want to hear. They wanted to get rid of Jeremiah because they didn't like him. They didn't like his message. That's what today's first reading was all about. But Jeremiah had confidence in God's power. And he said and he prayed, and I think we can put these words on our lips, but the Lord is with me like a mighty champion. Sing to the Lord, for he has rescued the life of the poor from the power of the wicked.